Chapter 10, Maria. Love is trust. Have enough courage to trust love one more time and always one more time. Maya Angelou. A month later, Andrew and Hassan went together to complete some papers. After they finished, they stopped in a shopping center to grab a drink. They lined up after giving their orders. Hassan was talking to Andrew when a woman accidentally hit him and spilled a hot coffee on his shirt. "Are you all right?" Hassan asked. "I am sorry, I ruined your shirt," the woman replied, her hands were shaking. "Forget about the shirt. Let us have a seat. Andrew, can you please bring a coffee with you?" "What is your coffee?" Hassan turned to the woman and asked. "Double-double large, please," she requested. Andrew nodded. Hassan sat with the woman at a table. He held her hands and asked her, "Are you all right?" "I am fine," she started crying. "May I have your name?" Hassan asked. "Maria," she replied. "I am Hassan." "Maria, you don't look fine," Hassan showed concern. "I came here to see my son, but he has no time for me now. He won't talk to me," Maria broke down. Hassan wiped her tears and kissed her on the forehead. "I know it's hard for you and painful, but at this point, you need to give him space. I am sure he will come back to his mother. Here is your coffee, and Hassan, this is your smoothie." Andrew handed them their drinks. "Are you both a couple?" she asked. "He wishes," Andrew teased. Hassan laughed and said, "No, we are close friends, more like a family. I have a boyfriend," he then whispered in Maria's ear, "and he is single. Maybe you can find someone for him. He is a little coco." "I can hear you." "I am not deaf," Andrew said annoyingly. Maria smiled, watching both of them talking. Andrew looked at Maria and smiled, "And here is the big wonderful smile, show us more teeth. You both are a real family. Don't ever give up on each other," she said. They nodded. "I wish my son could learn from you," Maria sighed. "He will come back to you." "I am sure," Hassan assured her. Andrew turned to Maria and asked, "I didn't get your name." "Maria," she replied, "Wow, what a lovely name. Nice to meet you, Maria." "I am Andrew," Andrew shook her hand. "Nice to meet you too, Andrew," she shook back. "We call him Dewey," Hassan mocked. "I hate that," Andrew groaned. "Why do you call him that?" she asked. "For an Andrew, that's gentle as the morning dew," Hassan explained. "That is nice," Maria smiled. "See," Hassan turned to Andrew. "Do you know what his boyfriend calls him?" Andrew asked Maria. "What?" she replied, "Shorty, what kind of nickname is that?" Andrew laughed. Hassan stuck his tongue out and said, "He can call me whatever he wants." Andrew started mocking Hassan. Maria was smiling, then laughed, "I can't believe I am laughing right now. You both made my day. Laughter is the best medicine. It draws people together in ways that trigger healthy physical and emotional changes in the body," Andrew explained. "Not now talking encyclopedia," Hassan teased. Maria looked at both of them and said, "Andrew, I hope you will find someone who will love you the way you deserve. Hassan, I wish you happiness, and I hope Mr. Nicholas will find someone like you."
"Who is Nicholas?"
Andrew asked. "I work as a housekeeper and a nanny for Mr. Nicholas. He is a wonderful guy," she answered. "Why did you wish him to find someone like Hassan and not me?" Andrew questioned. "Because he would be a perfect fit for him. He is a family guy already, and you are halfway there," she patted Andrew's head and continued, "It was wonderful to meet you both, but now I have to go." Maria stood up and said, "Good luck for you both." Hassan and Andrew said in sync, "Take care of yourself. Goodbye." Maria left the table and walked away. All she was thinking, if ever she felt down, she will think about Andrew and Hassan. She turned to look at them from far and wished that Mr. Nicholas will meet someone like Hassan, who has the same family values. She smiled and walked away. She was right. You already there, and I wish to find someone like you too, someone who will support me and push me to be a better person. I am jealous of you and John. I never had such a connection, Andrew sighed. You will find someone. You will have it all, Hassan assured. That's what Nia said to me, Andrew added. If he said that means you will, Hassan stated. I still don't understand why did Nia choose me? Andrew wondered, it is simple. You are me, Hassan shrugged his shoulders. But taller and more handsome, Andrew chuckled. Hassan laughed and said, time to go home. I won't walk with you with this hideous coffee stain on your shirt, Andrew stepped back. I will buy you ice cream, Hassan smiled. Let's go, Andrew and Hassan bought ice cream and ate it before driving home. 7 months passed on, and the house was full of joy and happiness, warmth with love. Kyle moved to live with Kara. Andrew was doing good with his career and started dating an IT tech. Ong Pete was sleeping with Ethan every night after they had a big fight. John and Hassan were very happy together. John was planning a trip for both of them. Hassan had a big opening for the new restaurant. Brian found a job at the same company Ethan and Hassan work with, but in a different department. While Kara and Kyle were sleeping in their room, Kara had a nightmare about her deceased husband, and she woke up and screamed, Dave. Kyle woke up with her scream, hugged her, and tried to comfort her. Hassan knocked on the door, and Kyle said, come in. Kyle asked Hassan to talk to Kara, and he left the room. He couldn't hold his tears any longer, so he left the room and went downstairs. Did you have the same dream? Hassan asked. Yes, I don't know what to do, Kara cried. It's your mind unconsciously sending you a continuous message. You are finally happy, but you are afraid to lose Kyle, Hassan wiped her tears. Maybe you are right, she said. Don't do that to yourself. Kyle won't leave you, but if you continue like this, you might lose him, Hassan warned her. Please go and talk to him, she requested. Hassan got up and said, on my way to talk to him. Try to sleep. Hassan went downstairs and found Kyle crying. Hassan put his hands on Kyle's shoulder and said, you don't need to beat yourself. Is it the same dream? Kyle sobbed. Hassan nodded. She is still in love with him, Kyle cried a little louder. Hassan hugged him and said, she is in love with you. I will tell you what I have told her already. She is happy now, and that makes her terrified to lose you. Her mind and unconscious levels sends her a continuous message to be careful not to lose what she has. What does she have? Kyle looked him in his eyes. You, Hassan replied without blinking. Do you think so? Kyle was looking for answers. Hassan kept one hand on his shoulders and said, I am sure. Let me tell you something about Kara. After days, she promised herself she won't be with another man, but she is now with you. She has plans for the future with you. She wants to have 3 kids, 1 boy and 2 girls. She wants kids with me. Kyle smiled. Hassan nodded, wipe your tears and go to her and tell her that you are in love with her, and you won't leave her no matter what. Be there for her. Kyle got up and thanked Hassan. Hassan told him he just wants both of them to be happy together. Kyle went upstairs while Hassan stayed. Kyle entered the room, laid on the bed next to Kara, and told her, I love you, and I am here. I will always be here with you. Kara threw herself on Kyle's chest and cried, I love you too, I do. Kyle wiped Kara's tears and kissed her passionately. Kyle wrapped his arms around Kara, stayed like this until they fell asleep. John came down and asked, are you all right? Why didn't you come to bed after? I am fine. I am just worried about them, Hassan replied. You should be worried about me. Tomorrow I have a big meeting, and I didn't even have time to pick up a suit, John teased. Hassan got up, all right, let's find you a dress. John went with Hassan to their room. Hassan opened the closet, took a blue suit, and said, "I picked this for you and steamed it for you. That's why I love you," John said. John tried the suit on after Hassan picked a light blue shirt with it. Hassan then handed him a tie.
"Whoa, from where you got this tie?" John asked.
"I searched a lot until I found a red wine color tie, floral on one side," Hassan responded. John took a deep breath, "I love you."
"I know," Hassan smiled.
John changed and said, "I will change, and I will need some stress releaser."
"You are a bad boy," Hassan chuckled.
John undressed himself and came to the bed naked and pulled Hassan from his legs. He looked at Hassan and asked him, "Why do you still wearing pajamas?" Hassan looked at John and bit his lip, and whispered in John's ear, "Waiting for you." John undressed him, and then they both made love till they fell asleep. While sleeping, Hassan had a nightmare. He couldn't breathe, then the clock alarm woke him.
"Morning, shorty," John kissed his forehead.
"Morning," said Hassan. "Do you want to join me in the shower?" John asked, but Hassan told him he needs to sleep more. John kissed Hassan and went to the shower. After a few minutes, Hassan got up from the bed and went to the shower to join John. Hassan entered the shower and grabbed John's ass. John bent forwards and said, "You know what I like." Hassan spanked John's ass until it turned red. Then he buried his face between John's butt cheeks. John stood up, took Hassan out of the shower, dried Hassan, and took Hassan to the bed. He was on top of Hassan. He felt Hassan inside him, and then he moved up and down. Hassan moved fingers on John's legs, and that drove John crazy. He kept moving even after Hassan finished. John stood up on the bed and sat on his knees. He placed Hassan's legs on Hassan's chest, pushed himself inside Hassan like a wild tiger. He wrapped his hand around Hassan and started moving with long, deep, passionate kisses. He moved and put a pillow under Hassan's back and kept moving. Hassan grabbed the sheets with his hands, and his moan got a little louder. John lost control and went a little rough. John and Hassan were sweating from every pore of their skin. John leaned forward, held Hassan between his arms, and kept moving. John was growling aloud. After he finished, he began to kiss Hassan, kiss after kiss like he never kissed him before. It is like an endless love drove them to melt in each other, took them to heights, and made them running in an infinite loop to each other. Kiss after kiss to tell the whole world they meant to each other. The touching drew a storyline of memorable moments and to connect emotionally to the highest level. All of them together means love, because love is not words to say. It is life, share, style, and giving. You can learn thousands of words about love, but all words in the world cannot express your love for someone without creating your own language to express that rush in your vein when you are with the one you want to be with. Later, John and Hassan joined the rest of the family for breakfast. Everyone was looking at John and Hassan. There was something different about them, but no one could figure it out.
"You both look different," Andrew asked.
"I am wearing a new suit," John responded.
"No, not that.
You are both have a kind of glowing," Pete added. Hassan and John smiled and shrugged them off.
"Whoa, this is a lovely tie from where you got it?"
Kyle pointed at John's tie. Andrew jumped in and said, "No way, this tie and suit is your taste." Andrew looked at Hassan, "You did this, am I right?"
"I picked a suit for my boyfriend."
"It's something a boyfriend does," Hassan smiled.
"Damn you.
Next time you will pick one for me," Andrew insisted.
"Ask your boyfriend," Hassan teased.
Andrew rolled his eyes and said, "Technically, we are not there yet, and honestly, I am getting bored." Andrew pointed his fingers to Hassan, "I will curse you if you didn't come with me shopping."
"What a drama."
"Fine," Hassan smiled. Everyone was laughing. They enjoyed the breakfast. After breakfast, everyone went to work except Pete and Hassan.
Hassan asked Pete to bring something from the grocery shop. Pete left his phone at home. Pete's phone was ringing. Hassan took a look at it and answered. The call was from a debt collection agency. Hassan talked to the agent, collected all the information he needed, and recorded it on paper. After the call, he kept looking at the paper. Pete returned with what Hassan asked him to buy. When Pete entered the kitchen, Hassan kept looking at him with a weird look. Is something wrong? Pete arched his brows. The debt collection agency called. Hassan handed him the paper. You don't know the story behind it, said Pete. I figure it out, but how can I have missed it?
And why you didn't tell me?
Hassan asked. It is my problem, and I have to deal with it, Pete said firmly.
With all respect, how do you want to deal with it?
Hassan questioned.
I will figure out something, Pete started crying.
Pete moved closer to Hassan. Hassan hugged him. You don't need to stress yourself.
I can help you.
It's not your fault.
You don't have to, Pete said.
Not your fault either, and you were too young to handle all of that.
I will help you.
I will pay it on your behalf, and you will pay me back.
From today, you won't pay me the rent.
Is that okay?
Hassan proposed.
Pete looked into his eyes and thought, how can someone be this selfless? This is too much.
I don't know how to thank you.
By taking care of yourself, Hassan hugged Pete. John arrived at work, and he was very nervous. He was prepared but still anxious. He met his boss at the elevator.
Good morning, John greeted.
John's boss, Alan, greeted him back.
Oh my.
This is a lovely tie, Alan added.
Thank you, sir. My boyfriend picked it for me, John admitted.
It seems your boyfriend has good taste, Alan said.
Yes, he has.
He picked me, John smirked.
See you at the meeting.
Have a good one, Alan said and leave. John walked out of the elevator. He took his phone from his pocket and called Hassan.
Hassan answered right away, I knew you would call.
What's up?
I think I will puke, John said anxiously.
Sweetie, you are prepared for this moment.
I know you will be a rock star, and everything will be great.
Then you will come home to talk about it, and we will do some of your sexual fantasies.
We will have a fantastic night together.
Hassan responded.
How dirty are we talking?
John laughed.
Use your imagination, Hassan smiled back.
I love you.
See you at home, John ended the call and said to himself, you can do this, and walked to his desk.
Pete was next to Hassan and heard everything. What was that?
John called from his work, Hassan answered.
I know that, but what is the part of sexual fantasies?
Do you guys have sexual fantasies?
Pete inquired.
Everyone does.
Don't you?
Hassan shrugged his shoulders.
I didn't try mine yet, Pete sighed.
I am sure Ethan will be open to trying some of them, Hassan responded.
Pete remained silent and then blurted, I want to see other people.
What?
Ethan isn't enough for you, or are you looking to try new things?
Hassan stared at him.
Since I arrived in the city, I've been with just Ethan.
Is it wrong to think like that?
Pete asked.
It's not wrong, but are you willing to risk the things you have just to try something?
Hassan questioned.
Pete looked confused. I just want to try.
Talk to Ethan about it.
I am sure he will understand.
But be careful, Hassan suggested.
After hours, John finished the meeting.
The meeting was successful. All were impressed by John's presentation and ideas. The other party suggested having a business dinner at a restaurant.
Another company's employee, Christopher, suggested a new restaurant that his daughter told him about.
On hearing the name, John smiled because it was Mike and Nia.
John assured them he would make the reservations for tonight's dinner as it is his boyfriend's restaurant.
John walked out of the meeting room after everyone left the room.
John called Hassan.
How was the meeting?
Hassan asked. The meeting was great. There is something I need to tell you.
They suggested having a business dinner at a restaurant, at your restaurant, John specified.
That's not even a problem, Hassan responded.
Oh, thank you, one more thing.
My boss wants to meet you, John asked.
I will be there.
Text me the time and the number of guests.
Also, don't let your boss pay, and you will tip the waiters after, Hassan asked.
No, that's a lot, John hesitated.
Do as I said.
You won't regret it, Hassan smiled.
I love you, John said. I love you too, Hassan replied and dropped a line.
Hassan asked Pete to go with him to his room.
Pete and Hassan went to Hassan's room.
Hassan opened his closet and picked up a new shirt for Pete to wear.
I think this will fit you.
Pete stared at him and said, they want to meet you, not me.
Meeting me includes meeting my family.
You all need to prepare.
We are going to set everything up, Hassan handed him the shirt.
Pete left the room to prepare.
Hassan took his phone and texted everyone to come to the restaurant.
Pete and Hassan went to the restaurant together and met everyone there.
John, his co-workers, and the others arrived, and they found everything was set up for them.
They sat, and Hassan came with Pete to their table.
Hassan introduced himself and Pete.
The rest came after him, and he introduced every one of them.
Everyone ordered what they liked to try.
They talked during the time until dinner has been served.
Hassan didn't join them but observed everything closely.
Everyone was enjoying the food, the service, and the restaurant's atmosphere.
John saw Hassan walking, wearing a suit, and he sailed away with his thought.
He imagined Hassan wearing a wedding tuxedo, holding blue flowers in his hand, looking at him.
The moment that John waited so long.
He looked around, and everything was moving in slow motion.
John smiled and looked at Hassan.
Everyone looked at him, then looked at Hassan.
Suddenly he heard, someone is deeply in love.
Sorry, John blushed.
You can't stop looking at your boyfriend.
For how long have you been together?
Christopher asked.
Almost 6 years, John replied.
And you yet can't stop looking at him.
You must be deeply in love with him, Christopher smiled.
I am, John smiled.
Christopher raised his glass, to John and his boyfriend.
Everyone raised his glass and wished a happy life for the happy couple.
John left the table for a few moments.
He held Hassan from behind.
Hassan turned and looked at John, and then John kissed him, thank you.
John returned to the table.
Hassan kept looking at John with a smile on his face.
You both couldn't wait until everyone has gone to kiss, Andrew said while standing behind Hassan.
Hassan turned around and said, stop showing up like this.
You will kill me one day with a heart attack.
Kara asked Andrew about his boyfriend.
On which Andrew told them that they broke up.
Shocker.
Ethan mocked.
Have you considered to stop mocking him?
Kyle suggested.
If he cannot handle that, why are we together?
I am a catch, Andrew said.
Everyone was laughing at Andrew's overdramatic performance.
After dinner, Alan came to Hassan and asked him if he could do something special for his anniversary next week.
Hassan told him that he would do anything he can to make it a memorable anniversary.
Alan thanked Hassan for the lovely evening, then left as everyone left.
They all went home.
John and Hassan went to their room.
Kara with Kyle, Pete with Ethan, and Andrew alone.
John changed and laid on the bed next to Hassan.
He held Hassan between his arms and kissed him.
Hassan looked at him and smiled.
What?
John asked.
Just want to figure out what you about to do?
Hassan replied, I don't need any fantasies anymore.
You are my fantasy.
You are all I want, John kissed his forehead.
Hassan put his head on John's chest and listened to his heart beating.
Then they heard someone was knocking on the door.
Hassan got up and opened the door.
It was Ethan.
He wanted to talk to Hassan in private. they went downstairs to talk. Ethan was upset. How could you do this to me?
What did you tell Pete today?
He told me what he was thinking, and I told him to talk to you.
Am I missing something?
Hassan was worried. A tear rolled from Ethan's eyes. I loved you for years, and now I am happy, and you encouraged him to explore his options.
I don't want to lose him.
You are falling for him. Hassan hugged him and continued, I asked him if he is willing to risk everything he has, and he wants to take the risk.
He made up his mind.
You are telling me to give him up. Ethan stepped back.
I didn't say that.
Please listen carefully to me.
Let him try, but you have to do something.
Love is like a game, don't be in the game unless you are ready to catch him. If you really want him, you need to listen to me. Hassan explained everything to Ethan about what he has to do.
Ethan agreed with the idea.
Ethan went downstairs and told Pete that he agreed with his decision, and they can see other people, and if Pete wanted to be with him, he would be more than happy.
After Ethan talked to Pete, he left his room and closed his door.
Andrew was about to enter his room and saw Ethan walking.
He followed him and saw him crying alone.
Andrew sat behind him and held him between his arms. I don't want to lose him.
You won't lose him, Andrew assured and continued, I didn't realize you are in love with him.
I thought you filled that space in your heart.
I thought you weren't serious, but now I can see how much you love him.
I loved Hassan for years, but this is different.
I don't know what to do, Ethan looked helpless.
You will be with him.
I promise you.
But now get some rest, Andrew asked.
Ethan went to his bed, tried to sleep.
Andrew was thinking about how he could help Ethan.
He went to his room, laid on his bed, and fell asleep.
He saw a dream where all of them were together, hugging.
It felt real, but as he opened his eyes, he found himself in his bed.